Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Today, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler, high of 47. Tonight, clear, cold. Got some frost by daybreak, low of 33. Here comes
silver and gold.
Silver and gold. And cold as balls. Thursday, sunny, warmer, high of 55. Friday, partly sunny, chance for rain in the afternoon, high of 55. Fall is again. I was just looking at the trees yesterday and all the leaves going, these sons of bitches. You're going to be all over my yard.
I'm surprised there's any leaves on the tree left after the wind yesterday.
Dad, it was windy. It was really windy.
Very windy.
Really?
Yeah.
Very.
But a good day for a kite.
Every day is a good day for a kite. Anyway, let's take your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, according to a new study, there is a point where life gets easier. That age, 44 years old.
44 is when
apparently
it gets easier.
Apparently at 44, we got it all figured out for that. We stop worrying about all the little things, and we just kind of enjoy.
I thought I was coasting now.
God, I can't wait till 44.
44.
Might as well just pack it in. call it a life at 44. Well, and they talk about in your 20s, you worry about things like finding a job, saving money, dating. 30s, you worry about things like moving up in a career, starting a family. 40s, like the first part of the 40s, still have some of the stress. But by 44, you're like, I'm good. Then you get to 50, you just don't care. That's 60, whatever.
That's when all the cougars come out.
Yeah.
At 44.
Yeah. But see, the Cougars don't want us old 44-year-olds.
Yeah, they want the old.
They want the 21-year-olds. Yeah.
Damn you, 22-year-olds.
Damn you.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
What, Cougars or 22-year-olds?
Cougars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's becoming more apparent than ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cougars.
You go to the bar, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know exactly.
They're the best.
They always come in twos.
Or at the gym. Oh, Cougars at the gym.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keeping that body tight.
So when you go to the gym, do people mostly work out the whole time, or are they typing on their phones?
A lot of people are on their phones a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people are. In between, it just fills so much time. Like, people could cut their workout times down from, like, 2 hours to
like 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If they just got off their phone.
That's really all you need in the gym. 45 minutes. If you bust your ass, sweat a little bit, yeah, 45 minutes.
Those Cougars get it.
Yeah.
They get it. Doing their squats and their stairs.
I know what you're doing squats for.
I actually wear my sunglasses in the gym. It's crazy. Buffalo Wild Wings is the latest chain to jump on the pumpkin spice craze with their new flavor, barbecue pumpkin spice wings.
Oh, come on. I don't want wings and pumpkin. They just don't go together.
That's right. Pumpkin spice wings.
Yeah.
I guess this pumpkin spice trend isn't going to go anywhere. We might as well just lean into it.
Yeah. You like pumpkin spice?
No, there's too much. It's just too much. I'll have like maybe a pumpkin spice coffee or like it's not terrible. Like a creamer in there. I've done that before, but it's just too much.
Yeah, don't mix it with your booze. I'm good on the old booze. Do you like pumpkin pie?
Oh, I love pumpkin pie. That's my grandma Emma will give me my own pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. I do like pumpkin pie too.
It's so good. Granted, it's more of it's like pumpkin pie and just coated in whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
I mean, it's mostly whipped cream and then a little bit of pumpkin pie. But yeah, I love pumpkin pie. So,
Brock, there's no CO2 left in the whipped cream.
Yeah, after I'm done doing whippets.
I love the whipped cream.
It's so great. It's so great. Yeah, they stopped giving me the CO2 cans, and now it's in the tub.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
lastly, Donald Daters, a new dating app for Trump supporters with the tagline, Make America Date Again.
That's pretty good.
Huge.
That's not bad.
It's the greatest dating site ever.
That's good.
Not too bad.
You've been practicing in the shower.
Unfortunately, though, it had a bit of a problem in its launch date on Monday. Seems it unintentionally leaked the entire database of users online, usernames, profiles, pics, private messages. The app already had 1,600 users in its launch date alone.
Did you see it? Kanye met up with Trump?
Oh, my God. It was great. SNL did a great parody of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye has lost his damn mind.
Yeah. Well, he did years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But there's a shot of him, like the camera's right over his shoulder, and he opens up his phone, and his password is visible in the camera. It's he opens his phone 00000. Like, come on, Kanye.
Come on, try.
Yeah.
Throw a one in there.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. God. But yeah, him and Kanye met, and now people have dating apps for Donald Trump. It's great. What a wonderful time we live in.
This is great.
Wonderful time. Isn't it? We go back to doing whippets and eating my pumpkin pie, for God's sakes.
The morning.